Next item, please. Mm-hmm. Last item.
Item 1025, authorize the Bureau of Transportation to acquire certain permanent and temporary property rights necessary for construction of the Southwest Capitol Highway, Southwest Taylor's Ferry Road to Southwest Garden Home Road project through the exercise of the city's eminent domain authority.
Commissioner Udaly.
Thank you, Madam President. This ordinance will authorize the Bureau of Transportation to offer just compensation for small segments of properties that will allow us to move forward on the sidewalk, bike lane, paving, stormwater, and water system improvements on Southwest Capitol Highway between Southwest Garden Home and Southwest Taylor's Ferry Road. Here to provide details and answer any questions is PBOT right-of-way agent Marty Maloney. Welcome, Marty.
Good morning, Commissioners. My name is Marty Maloney with PBOT right-of-way. The agenda in front of you. The agenda in front of you authorizes the city to use eminent domain authority as well as the ability to offer just compensation for the needed property rights associated with the Capitol Highway project. All affected property owners have been informed of the city's need for those certain property rights and were invited to attend the reading of this council item as well. It's pretty much all. I'd be happy to answer any questions council might have.
I have a question. I understand that 10 of these may involve some permanent easements. Could you tell us about those, please?
Correct. There'll be some permanent right-of-way that's necessary due to some grading out there. It requires some retaining walls to be constructed. On four of the properties, we don't have enough right-of-way at this time to actually put in the retaining walls within that existing right-of-way. So we need to acquire a couple feet off the frontage of a property. Then also for the rest of the six are for permanent retaining wall maintenance easements. So we're actually going to be putting the retaining walls within the existing right-of-way, but down the road to inspect the retaining walls, we'll need to get onto certain properties to do so, and then if necessary to maintain or do any fixes. So.
And for the four that are actually having property taken, are they all hyper aware that this is going to happen?
Correct. Yeah.
And have you spoken with each one of them?
I haven't spoke to all of them, but I have sent out mailings to everybody. I've spoke to, I believe, two out of the four of the properties, but we'll also be doing contract appraisal work on those, so the appraiser will be in contact with them pretty soon here, but I can definitely reach out to them again and make sure that they are aware of that.
Yeah, I would actually like that to happen before we vote on the ordinance.
Okay.
Because construction easements come and go and also the maintenance easements, but for the ones where their property is actually going to not to be used permanently for the right-of-way, it seems like that I would really like to know. Usually you come and you've already spoken to everybody and they're okay with it.
Yeah, a lot of the time, sometimes it's tough to get a hold of people. It's just more of sending out the information about the project and saying, this is something that's coming up, and if you have questions, feel free to reach out to me. But yeah, definitely I can try to reach out to them again. And,
to meet the government taking somebody's property with them really having no ability to say that's not fair.
Yeah.
That's one of the most significant things we do. Commissioner, would you be okay bringing this back next week?
Marty, this is an emergency ordinance, so can you tell me what the level of urgency is?
So level of urgency is basically a construction window is for this coming May is when they want to start construction on the project, but we don't have a ton of time to actually acquire the needed property rights. We have 80 property owners we're dealing with, and that's why I wanted to run an emergency just because it would take that extra month if we didn't run an emergency.
And so just to be clear, everyone has been notified.
Correct.
The question is whether there was clarity on permanent easements.
Yeah, and I guess their opinion on the acquisition.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, and I can definitely reach out and just and ask them about it. No problem.
So what would we do, continue this to next week and keep it an emergency?
Let's just keep going, and I have another suggestion. Commissioner Hardesty?
Thank you, Madam President. I share Commissioner Fritz's concern. So I'm trying to understand. So there are 200 specific pieces of property. There are 80 property owners. And how many properties will permanently be taken through eminent domain?
So all properties are under the threat of eminent domain because the city has the ability to condemn on these property rights. We have a great track record of not actually condemning on properties. Since I've even been here, I've been here for about 12 years, we've never had to acquire property rights through a jury trial. You know, we do a good job of trying to negotiate with property owners and coming to a mutual beneficial outcome. So, and it's not actually 200 easements. Those are legal descriptions and exhibits. So there's about 100 separate easement rights that we're going to be acquiring over 80 people's properties.
And what's the...
Thank you. My next question really has to do with when you say notification, what does that mean?
So we send out general information for the actual projects itself saying that...
How is the information sent out? Is it a letter? Is it a certified? Is it an email? Just what's the process?
Certified mailing.
Certified mailing.
Yeah, definitely. It's part of the, we actually have to send out certified. We have to know that the property owners are receiving this mailing. So it is sent out certified. I do talk to a lot of property owners. You know, once I send this out, I give them all my contact information. And so then I can kind of start the process of, this is what we have going on, and this is the property rights we need. It's just sometimes it's hard to get hold of everybody. You know, it's just, just kind of nature of the beast.
And my last question is, during your negotiation with the property owner, have you had an experience where the ask was significantly more than you thought the value was? And where does that additional money come from when you are making this this trade?
So basically, you know, we're not infallible when it comes to offering, to valuing properties, but we ask the property owners to provide information that would base this extra, you know, if we are offering $1,000, if they say $2,000, I always ask them, why is this? You know, sometimes they just say, because I've dealt with development services and they charged me a bunch of money, so I want this. We can't do that, but if there is certain, like, I think your property value that you put on this is low, we'll definitely look at this. And if there is a compensation, we go above and beyond. It has to be approved through the project manager and the budget of the overall project.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Commissioner Udaney. Thank you, Madam President. So I just want to make it clear that all affected property owners have been contacted and informed as to the city's need for these property rights by certified mail.
Correct.
We're not trying to pull anything over on anyone.
None whatsoever.
This is a project broadly supported in Southwest Portland?
Yeah, the people that I've talked to, you know, I know people understand there's going to be inconvenience involved when the construction of this project is going on, but the people that I've spoken to agree with the project, and I know it's been in the process for over a decade now that they've tried to do this, and a lot of people have told me that, we've been here since you first started talking about this, but they have been agreeable to the project. It's just the inconvenience during construction might be a little rough. But
and these are very narrow strips at the property edge?
Absolutely.
Property line?
Absolutely.
Will any buildings be impacted?
Nope.
Do you anticipate this will decrease the value of anyone's property?
No, you can almost make an argument that it would increase values.
Because of getting sidewalks.
But we don't really take that in consideration.
Yeah.
But the effect on people's property would be taken in consideration if there was any sort of damage in the appraisals that we complete, and we would compensate for that.
So out of all the impacted properties, I think the term eminent domain is a little bit of a trigger for a lot of people, but no one's home is being taken away, no one's property value is being decreased.
No.
We're making vital improvements to the pedestrian and bicycle infrastructure in an area that is inadequately served. So I'm not going to argue with my colleagues if they'd like to hold this over for a week while we do a little bit more homework, but I would prefer to move forward.
So, Madam President, I'm loath to impose a
excuse
new
requirement. Excuse me, I'd like a turn to just let's all my colleagues have a turn first, Commissioner. I had a follow-up question about the certified mail. Is it required, a signature required in receipt?
Correct, yeah. Okay. They have the green cards, and they sign off. They send them back, and we just add them into the files.
And of the you've talked to two of the four who have permanent purchase of their part of their property, mm-hmm. So presumably they are okay, because otherwise they'd be here or sent into remonstrance.
Yeah, definitely.
Of the other two, could you give us, as Commissioner Udaly just alluded to, are they narrow strips?
Correct.
Do they have any structures on those strips?
I believe it's I believe it's 2 feet is the largest of an actual property acquisition we're completing, and really we're going to be putting just the retaining wall onto that property. There's some landscaping involved, but it's not any sort of dwelling. We're not hitting any buildings or anything
trees
to that effect. Yes, there will be some trees. I'd have to look back, and I can clarify a little bit more on those four properties. I know there is some landscaping. I'm not sure how many trees are involved in that area, but a lot of the trees that were will be removed are within the existing right-of-way in a lot of spaces, just because we're have to recapture that area that's right. Kind of been overgrown already.
I know we did have testimony at one of the hearings from the property owner at the corner of Alice and Capitol Highway concerned about impact to their landscaping. I'm just wondering, I'll yield to you in a second, Commissioner Fish. Tomorrow afternoon, we have the Native American declaring Native American Heritage Month. I believe that we're no longer going to have the report. So, would it be possible for you to try to contact the other two property owners this afternoon or tonight? And then we could bring it back tomorrow afternoon after the Native American event. Would that be acceptable to my colleagues? Commissioner Fisher wanted to comment.
Yeah, that would be acceptable to me. I just want to say that, as you and I know, Commissioner Fritz, over the last 10 years of service, these things are heavily prescribed by law and code. I am loath to set new conditions on staff about leaving phone messages, calling, contacting people, and other things. If the council wants to take that up as part of creating a new level of engagement around someone who's getting notice, I think we should do it in the ordinary course. But I frankly don't find it very compelling to have someone leave another message saying, did you get the letter that you signed for, and have you complained? Outside of our current system, because our system is heavily regulated and heavily prescribed.
Right, and for the last 11 years, I've been asking these questions of every single project that comes, whether it's a sewer or a road or whatever it is.
Definitely.
Because I believe that government forcing people to sell their property is a really significant thing. So,
and a lot of the time when I do speak to property owners about are they in favor of the project, a lot of the times I can't completely answer that, because the question is, how much money are you going to give me for this property? And
right.
I can't.
I understand that. I just want to make sure that they know that there's an opportunity. They could come tomorrow afternoon or send in information if they are vehemently opposed and want us to look at re-engineering. I don't think this has never happened in all the times I've been asking for this to happen, and you've been really great about anticipating that I will be asking this. So if we wouldn't mind setting it over until after the item 10-28 tomorrow, and then we can vote on it at that time if there's no further input. Does that sound acceptable?
Good.
Sure.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
So that's so ordered, and we are adjourned until 2 o'clock this afternoon. Thank you.
Thanks.